Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, and red letter edition. Now, I can't tell you these are the exact words of Jesus, but the spiritual truth of the words that are attributed to Jesus in the red letter edition, we recognize it as Jesus speaking. And he's teaching. Last week we looked at salt and light. We looked at the teaching about the law. And this week, starting in verse 21 through 37, Jesus is teaching about anger. He'll teach about divorce, and he'll teach about vows. So we want to look at the scriptures closely and talk about reconciliation. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. You, being us, have heard that the law of Moses says, do not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you say to your friend, you idiot, I've been called that a couple times in other things, say to your friend, you idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell. So, if you are standing before the altar in the temple or church offering a sacrifice to God, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there beside the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Now, what is reconciliation? I got a little note in the back of my Bible that I'm going to share with you about reconciliation. It says, to speak of reconciliation is to assume a relationship has been broken. It may be a husband and wife, father and son, once close friends. Something had happened to open an uncrossable chasm that threatens the survival of the relationship. Reconciliation becomes possible only when someone makes the first move. A hand extended, a phone call, a spoken word in forgiveness. The Bible teaches that sin has separated us from God. The relationship is broken, and somebody has to make the first move. And while it is we who need to be reconciled, it is God who makes the move. God extends not just his hand, not just his words, but his Son, Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 21, it says, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. This is the wonderful message that he has given for us to tell others. I digress. Back to the scripture. Verse 25. Come to terms quickly with your enemy before it's too late. And you are dragged into court, handed over to an officer, and thrown in jail. I assure you that you won't be free again until you have paid the last penny. Now he's talking about adultery. Verse 27. You have heard that the law of Moses says not to commit adultery. But I say, anyone who even looks at a woman with lust in his eye has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out. And then he goes on to say, and if your hand, even if it's your strong hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better to lose one part of your body than your whole body to be thrown into hell. These are some of the hard sayings of Jesus. So, and then he goes on to teach about divorce. You have heard that the law of Moses said a man can divorce his wife by merely giving her a letter of divorce. But I say that a man who divorces his wife unless she has been unfaithful causes her to commit adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. You need to analyze those words a little bit because sometimes some of these words and some erroneous teachings from other people talk about that. But it is all about the grace of God. And then he teaches about the vows in 33 through 37. Again, you have heard that the law of Moses says, do not break your vows. You must carry out the vows that you have made to the Lord. But I say, don't make any vows if you say, well, my heaven is a sacred vow because heaven is in God's throne. And if you say, I make a vow by the earth, it's a sacred vow because the earth is the footstool. And don't swear by Jerusalem, for Jerusalem is the city of the great king. Don't even swear by my head. If you can't turn one hair white or black, just say simply, yes, I will, or no, I won't. Your word is enough to strengthen your promise with a vow that something is wrong. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding, and the teaching of God Almighty, who came to the earth and became one like us.